At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower. Now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Fox Sports Radio. This is Up on Game.
Caught by Hushmanzada for the touchdown.
You want NFL experience?
Manning lobs it. Burris alone. Touchdown. And it's intercepted. LeVar Arrington.
Then this is the show for you with LeVar Arrington.
Matt Corral could possibly play himself into the starting job.
TJ Houshmandzadeh.
They lose first round, Mike McCarthy's out of there.
And Plaxico Burress.
Tom Brady's no longer there. It's turned into a dictatorship up there in New England.
Three of the best to ever do it on and off the field. Live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. Here's Pro Bowlers LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Super Bowl champion Plaxico Burress.
Hey, it's time to go hunt now.
All right, welcome into hour two of Up on Game. It's Fox Sports Radio. It's TJ Houshmandzadeh. It's LeVar Arrington. Plaxico Burress is off today. We are broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. And also, guys, listen. If you want to improve your health routines, but you don't know where to start with Silk. Did you know that Silk almond milk has 50% more calcium than dairy milk? Well, now you do. It's a good source of vitamins A, D, and E. And learn more about Silk products at silk.com. We have Cuffs the Legend coming up from the Some Dude Show up on Game Network. But before we get going with Cuffs in the next segment, how you doing, TJ? How you feeling, man? We're going to get to a legendary moment, but how you doing, man? You good? You good? Yeah, hour man, one? How'd you feel about hour one?
Hour one is great. Hour two will be greater.
Okay. Hour two is greater. All right. Well, let's start hour two greater with a great quarterback that played in the National Football League. Matt Ryan, he had some interesting things to say, the former quarterback of the Atlanta Falcons and of the Indianapolis Colts, about the transfer portal and NIL. Let's take a listen. Here we go, this week's legendary moment.
Up on Game presents Conversations with a Legend. And now, this is your legendary moment.
Give me your kind of your feedback on NIL.
Oh, man.
I'm so curious because you're QB.
Yeah.
And obviously having the college career that you were able to have.
NIL would have been nice.
Tell me about what's your take on it?
All right. So my take is I really don't have much of a problem with the NIL.
Okay.
The portal. The portal is the issue to me,
okay.
Right? And so,
okay.
You know, I like that there is flexibility for the players, right? Mm-hmm. Forever, coaches were in the position of power where they could just up and leave, and then you'd be in a position
you
as
got
a player.
A new coach.
You get a new coach. You don't know what's going to happen.
They don't
you
know
don't know.
Like
you could be gone, right?
Right?
And so, but I also believe there's I mean, you would probably say the same thing. There's a lot of success that comes from the struggle.
Sure.
From grinding through it.
I didn't get in right away.
Yeah,
100%. I didn't get my go right away at it. I had to struggle through it. I had to have those moments where I didn't know if I was good enough to win a position.
Yes.
You know, and how is this going to all work out? That's a part of your development. 100%.
I 100% believe that. For 2.5 years at BC, I was sitting on the bench, man,
right,
just itching to
like,
get that opportunity.
What am I doing?
Yes,
right.
What am I doing?
Absolutely.
You know, but there's a level of grit or whatever you want to call it, of working through that and then finally getting your opportunity and actually being ready.
Sure.
Because, you know, here's the thing, like, you can have all of these opportunities, but you got to maximize them.
Yeah.
Sometimes it takes time to be ready for that opportunity, and I think that's what is missing a little bit in college sports right now.
I love that. I can dig it. That was Matt Ryan right there. If you want to hear the rest of that conversation with a legend, you can go to Up On Game Presents and download the entire episode. TJ, I got to be honest with you. It's a topic. It's a conversation we had earlier in the show about the transfer portal and NIL as it applies to the NCAA tournament that's going on right now and how it's impacting coaches and programs all alike. And just listening to Matt talk about, you know, NIL and transfer portal, listen, I'll continue to ring the bell. I love the fact that we are in an era now where athletes can be more than just athletes, because I come from an era and time where if you wanted to be something more than just an athlete, you were shunned for it. You were ridiculed for it. You were judged for it, as if you being a football player wasn't all you wanted to be and all you were focused in on, then, you know, you were doing the wrong things. And now we are in a day and age where you have to rethink that frame of mind and ultimately allow these young people to continue to develop who they are as people. Because I think you develop a lot of things in the game, but you also develop a lot of things outside of it as well. And if I were really being honest, you know, even outside of just playing the game, the interaction with your teammates, the bonds you build with your teammates, the community that you're in and that you're serving and where you go to school and your grades and all these different things, you develop a thought process and you develop passions that are outside of just football. So I don't see there being any problem with NIL, because NIL is just really, to me, if you're able to organize what your passions are, what your purpose is, you can monetize it and you can still do it as, in theory, an amateur athlete. But the transfer portal, I'm growing more and more wary of how the transfer portal is being used, how it works. Listen, a coach leaves, you should be able to leave. But just to leave, I think it has set a dangerous, dangerous precedence for these athletes and how you're supposed to handle adversity and what comes your way. For every person that transfers, and they probably needed to and should have transferred, I just don't know how high that number is for guys that needed to stand in there and push through it and figure it out and get right where you're at versus going somewhere else.
Can't save everybody.
And truth.
That's the thing. It's like we've all made decisions that if you could change it, you'd probably do something different, but you can't. And it is what it is. Like, if a young man feels like I should enter the portal because this is what's best for me, I have no problem with it. I don't, because you evolve as a person when you start making adult decisions. And if you make the wrong decision, this was the decision that you chose to make. You live with it. Because too many times, oh, I want to do this, I don't. And somebody talks you out of it and you don't do it. If it doesn't work, I knew I should have done what I wanted to always do. So if this is what you want to do, go do it. Because ultimately, you have to live with what you did or didn't do. I don't have a problem with the portal. Would you like to see some of these young men and women deal with some adversity and see if you can get what you want out of that. Meaning, I want to play, so I'm not just going to transfer and go somewhere where I know I can play. I'm going to continue to compete and make myself better. If you don't want that, you weren't raised the right way, LeVar. Mm. Yo, the people in your life didn't instill that in you to, man, we are bisons.
Go towards the storm. Hey,
Gus Bradley, man, I'll never forget it, man. He was a bison. Man, we walk face first into the storm. We don't turn our backs. Guys don't have that mentality, and that's okay. That's okay. Because this is a decision you make. This is a decision, this is your life. And if it's the wrong one, you made the wrong decision, but this is what you chose. I don't have a problem with it, man. You would like to see guys compete. Because if you're not playing, obviously the coach think it's somebody in front of you that's better than you. Mm. So that guy should push you to become a better player. Mm.
But or wait your turn.
Wait your turn.
I had to wait my turn.
In the process of waiting your turn.
And I had to learn that the hard way.
You know what you do, though? You improve. Mm-hmm. You improve because you are learning from somebody who the coaches perceive to be better than you. And, you know, we all think he ain't better than me.
I didn't want to think AC was better than me, but he was. And it's kind of like – it's kind of interesting because kind of interweaving it into the conversation that we had earlier about why these schools like Kentucky are losing to teams like Oakland. I mean, if you – he was 25, I think, 24 – not 25, 20, 23, 23, 24 when he was leaving. He was a fifth-year senior. And he – I mean – I had to deal with the fact that he was stronger. More importantly, he was smarter than I was, or I should say wiser than what I was, TJ. And to see the way he handled going into game week versus the way that I did, I thought I knew a lot coming out of high school. Had great coaches, knew how to study film, knew practiced hard. But it's a different level when you go to college. And I clearly saw that his preparation and his ability to handle all of the game plan, everything that was going into the week of preparation, and then taking it and applying it in the game. For all the moments that I would have made big plays and different things like that, there might have been those other moments that I gave up big plays. Because the full totality of my body of work as a 19-year-old freshman were really, really it wasn't developed yet at the college level.
Man, competition brings out the best in you if you're a competitor. Competition will bring it out of you if you're a competitor. Like, I don't want it if it's easy.
Yeah.
And that's everything.
But that's everybody these days. They kind of want it easy. They want it easy. I'm good. I want it easy.
Man, I want to travel down some hard roads, because when I get to where I'm going, you look back and say, whew, I'll make it through that. I can make it through anything. I'm good.
Yeah.
And so, but if you want the path of least resistance, that's you. Because when adversity does hit, and it will eventually hit, whether it's sports or life, whatever it may be, you have no idea how to handle it because you've always run. And so when it hits, now what? Because it's going to hit. It's just a matter of when. And so you can blame the parents. You can blame the coaches that they have coming up that don't challenge them and kind of just let them get their way because they're a good player and I don't want them to leave and go somewhere else. And so that's the culture we're in, though. No, it really is. How much you going to pay me? And I get it. Make some money off yourself because it's you. I'm all for that. But you have to be able to go through tough times. It's going to harden you. It's going to get you ready. That's all it is. Like, I know your son. Let's just talk about your son. I guarantee when your son was a freshman,
in high school, he probably was like, oh, I should be doing this. I should be this. Nah, boy, put your head down and work. You're going to get there. You're going to get there when you get there on your time.
Yeah.
When your time is ready for you to be there. When that's what the Lord wants, that's what's going to happen.
I certainly didn't think he was going to get there either.
And look at him right. But look
I
at
certainly
him now.
Did think he was going to get there. That'd he be, they just came late.
He matured later than other guys, specifically his own father, because his father was a man child in eighth grade.
Yeah.
The son was nowhere near a man child.
Looked like in it, high school. But just didn't play like it. You know what I mean?
But he moves on his own time. And so now, look at him now. Jeez. It didn't come when you wanted.
It came when it was ready.
Yeah. And so everybody runs their own race. And if you really work at it, you're going to get it. Very simple. But never ran, never will.
Indeed. That's TJ Hushmanzada. I ain't going to run either, but we're going to run to this break. And on the other side of it, we're going to get to Cuffs the Legend. We're going to talk some basketball, see what's on his mind about the tournament, and see what's going on in the NBA as well. Fox Sports Radio, Up On Game. We'll be right back.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, gang, this is Jay Glazer, host of Unbreakable, a mental wealth podcast. And every week, we will have on leaders from sports, entertainment, like Sean McVay, Lindsey Vonn, Michael Phelps, David Spade, Guy Fieri, and also those who can help us in between the ears. Anyone from a therapist to someone like Ed Milet or John Gordon. We've all been through some sort of adversity. To get to the top, we've all used different tools. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer and Mental Wealth Podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get podcasts.
NBA fans, listen up. You've got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is simple. Select if a player will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for huge cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using code UPONGAME and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with code UPONGAME. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Boom, 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 boom. Welcome back in. It's Up On Game. Gotta let Hove go real quick. Just let Hove get it real quick. And since I made it there, I can make it anywhere. All right, we're live from the TireRack.com studios. It's LeVar Arrington alongside TJ Hushmanzada. Plexico Burress is out. That's all right. We're at that moment in time. You know what time it is. It's Cuffs the Legend time.
Now, it's time to check in with Cuffs the Legend from Some Dude Show podcast on Up on Game Presents. Cuffs is giving you his spicy takes on what's going down.
I hope you can take the heat like LeBron.
And now, here's Cuffs the Legend.
It's go time. Cuffs the
Legend. All right, all right. We got Cuffs here from Some Dude Show Up on Game Network. We got a lot to get to here. I should have took us to our update, but we'll get our update at the 30. Let's get going. I want to get going with you right now, Cuffs. Just out the gate, how you doing? And then secondly, obviously, what is your take on the tournament so far?
Yo, first off, man, I'm doing well, man. LeVar, TJ, man, always happy to pull up with y'all. But look, man, I'm in here watching the tournament right now, Arizona playing.
Ooh.
My take on the tournament right now is, what is up with all these old men playing college basketball now, man?
So that's like, your take on it. That's interesting. All right, okay. Okay, I see where you're going with this.
LeVar, we have family men. We have guys with full families, baby carriages in their dorm room. We got guys out here playing. Like the Jack Golkey kid, right, from Oakland University. We saw him flame broil Kentucky the other night. He hit 10 threes. This dude, like, 30 years old, man. I seen him drinking Metamucil in the huddle during timeouts, bro. Like, this dude, he's 25 years. He is older than Luka. Luka Doncic is 25 years old. He's older than Luka Doncic, and he out here. I just think it's funny. I think it's, in all seriousness, I think it's really leveled the playing field for these smaller schools, these mid-majors. They can hang with the Blue Bloods now because you can jump in that portal, as we see even in college football. You can jump in that portal. I've had coaches text me in the last couple of days, D1 coaches, about the portal. This conversation real. You can jump in that portal now, and you can compete with the big dogs now. That's why everybody's bracket is cooked right now, except for mine.
It isn't cooked? How many of you didn't call correctly?
I'm doing pretty good right now because I got UConn winning it all. I just think they're the most complete team. They had the best combination of guard play and size. Donovan Klingman, he's a lottery pick if he comes out this year. I just think UConn has the coaching. Dan Hurley, he's gritty, he's tough. I like that Zona team. Arizona Wildcats are good too, but I want to see if Zach Edey and Purdue can finally get over the hump. Like, Purdue basketball, they've been perennial liars for years, right?
Perennial. And Matt Painter, means all the time.
Yeah, they've been lying for a long time, man. Matt Painter, he's won a lot of games. Speaking of liars, John Calipari.
No, okay.
Hold up. Don't even go there yet. No. That was my question, Cuffs. What do you make of Calipari in Kentucky? What do you make of this?
Oh, man. I've been on the record for a long time. I've been a Calipari fan and supporter since the UMass days with Marcus Camby, you know, Lou Rowe in the Final Four. He just had that charisma. Like, I liked his charisma. He was a recruiter. When I was a young kid, 15 or 16, I wanted to go to UMass and play for Calipari because it seemed like he gave his guys freedom. He let his guards rock out, his players rock out. But over the years, man, it has not equated to success. You know, like, he's won games, yes. He's won one national championship, but I feel like he's underachieved as a coach if you look at all the talent he's had. Like, that John Wall team with Boogie Cousins and Eric Bledsoe that year when they lost to West Virginia and Joe Mazzulla was the point guard. He's had too many tournament blunders. Like, he's come up short too many times with the talent he has. Like, if you look at this Kentucky roster, Rob Dillingham is going to go in the top five. Or Reese Shepherd is going to go in the top 10. He has multiple lottery picks. The Reeves kid, DJ Wagner, he might come back for another year, but he has several lottery picks on this Kentucky squad, and they lost to these Oakland guys. And not to take anything away from Oakland, because yes, they do have some good players on their team, but it's like, you're Kentucky, man. Like John Calipari making $9 million smackaroos a year, bro. That's a lot of money.
You can't lose to Oakland.
Yeah, you can't lose to Oakland, bro. Kentucky, I've seen a lot of people in the fan base, Kentucky Blue Nation, like Twitter is going crazy. They're calling for his job. So I don't think he's going to lose his job because the buyout is like $33 or $34 million right now for Kentucky if they were to fire Calipari. But he got a real strong class coming in next year too as well. So I don't think they're going to like pull the cord on Calipari because who do you replace him with? You know, who do you really replace him with? You can't replace him with Bruce Pearl. Bruce Pearl, I like Bruce Pearl, but Auburn, you saw them flame out. Charles Barkley was pissed. Like, I thought Auburn was going to make a run. So we've seen a lot of these blue buds flame out, man, and I actually love to see it because the parody is just fun to watch right now.
All right, this is Cuffs the Legend. We're talking NCAA basketball, but on the other side, I don't know. We might go NBA. We might stay NCAA. I don't know. But what we will do right now is get an update from our guy, Finley. What you got going on? What's going on in the world of sports, sir?
Yeah, guys, let's go right to that NCAA tournament. There's one game going on right now on the men's side. Second round, Arizona pulling away from the 7th seed in Dayton, 40-26. The Wildcats are a 2 seed. Caleb Love is getting his 13 points so far, and there is under 2 minutes to play in the first half. So the winner on to the Sweet 16 right now. Caleb Love is putting on a show. No surprise there. Our next game in the second round today would be the 5-4 matchup, Gonzaga and Kansas. That's at 3:15 Eastern time from Salt Lake City. You've got 9-seed Michigan State about to go toe-to-toe with the 1-seed North Carolina. That's coming up just after 5 o'clock on the East Coast. Washington State will duel with Iowa State. Oakland and NC State in a pair of lower seed schools going head-to-head for the right to the Final 16. Texas and Tennessee, another one, and Duquesne and Illinois, along with the nightcap. It's 9:40 Eastern time when they will tip it up between Oregon and Creighton, that in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. On the women's side, they're still in the midst of first-round NCAA tournament action, and it's the second day of first-round play. Two games are up and running in the 6th seed in Tennessee. Is rooming past the 11 seed Green Bay 68-44 under a minute to play in the third quarter there. And the only other game that is up and running is the 3rd seed UConn, and they are taking it to 14 seed Jackson State.
They're taking it to them.
Yeah, they are taking it to them. Oh my goodness. 22-8 there. Paige Buchers has 8 points, so she is leading the charge there for UConn. And guys, one last thing to mention here before I get it back to you. Don't forget, at 3 Eastern time, so in about an hour and a half, Caitlin Clark and the 1 seed Iowa will be on the court for their first round NCAA tournament game as they take on the 16 seed Holy Cross. Iowa City, Iowa is where that one will go. And as I send it back to you guys, I know what LeVar had. He had Holy Cross in that matchup as a 16 seed.
I'm going to be watching Caitlin saying holy S is what I'm going to be doing. Her balling, shooting self. Yeah, we appreciate the update, Finley, and that's great. Listen, there's so many great things, by the way, and Silk is one of them. The flavors, their nutrition, the recipes. One thing that doesn't get enough attention, well, Silk has shelf-stable options, which will stay fresh without refrigeration until open. So go ahead, stock up, learn more about Silk products at silk.com. We are joined by the man himself, Mr. Cuffs the Legend from Some Dude Show up on Game Network. We were talking Calipari before we went to the break, the update, and what that looks like. Let's talk some NBA ball right now. What's the hot topics that are circulating right now, Cuffs?
I mean, it's pretty much the same story in the Eastern Conference right now. The Boston Celtics, they won 8 in a row. It's looking like it's their year. This has to be the year for Tatum and Brown. Porzingis is the X factor. It's looking like we're going to get the Celtics in the finals. Milwaukee and Boston, they had a good game the other night. Giannis wasn't out there, but Middleton showed up. Dame showed up. I think that's going to be the Eastern Conference Finals. The Bucks and Celtics, we're going to get that matchup. It'll probably go 6 or 7 games. But the real conversation I want to have is I feel like Shai Gilgeous-Alexander – He's not going to win the MVP this year. I think Jokic is going to win that. But How can you not give it to a guy who's averaging 30 points per game, and the Thunder are sitting at number one in the West right now? The West has been a gauntlet all year. It's the toughest conference in the NBA. And he has the OKC Thunder. We expected the Nuggets to be good once again. We expected this from the Nuggets. They're stacked, best starting five in the NBA. Michael Porter Jr. is playing exceptionally well right now for the Nuggets. He's understanding his role better than any of these guys right now. But I just want some conversation to happen for SGA, man. I feel like maybe it's because he's playing in OKC. You know, they don't get that same media attention. But I think he's being overlooked in this MVP conversation. I really do.
So it's going to go to Jokic again?
Yeah, I think it's going to go back to Jokic, man. He has been putting up some monster triple doubles this season. He's been doing what he's been doing, and he could have won it last year. We could be looking at a three-time MVP right now if Embiid didn't get it last year. But I just think sometimes with this MVP award, it just seems like the criteria, like what is the criteria? That's what the fans want
to
know.
It changes
like,
to fit the narrative of what they want it to be. Every year it changes. It normally was the best player on the team that had the best record. That normally who it would go to, correct? You'd have to have one of the top two records, and the best player on that team would get it. You're saying, Shea, he should be in it for sure. But who has the best record? The Boston Celtics. Why aren't they talking about Jason Tatum?
I was just about to say, are we going to see a situation in history where we get a co-MVP? We've seen co-rookies of the years before. I think when Mike Miller won it one time. I forgot who he won it with. But we've seen co-rookies of the year before. But can we ever get a tight enough voting where we see it? Because you're right, the Celtics have the best overall record, but I just feel like the Western Conference as a whole is tougher. It's a tougher gauntlet because we've seen the Celtics record this year. If you look at the Celtics record this year against Western Conference teams, that's the only team they've really struggled against. They've been blowing everybody out in the Eastern Conference. Like last night, they just blowing through the Pistons, these weak teams in the East. So I would say I just want to see the voting to be close. You know, I don't want the voting to be where it's like they just flat out giving these awards away. Because like you said, I think the narrative is a popularity contest every year. It's like what fits the description. Because we saw Bron a couple years there where he had better numbers, better record with the Cavs, and they didn't give him the MVP. They gave it to Harden. So we've seen guys get snubbed. But I'm loving SGA right now.
Hey, speaking of the Western Conference, and when you look at the play-in game, you could possibly have Dallas, Phoenix, Sacramento, the Lakers, and Golden State. Let me repeat that. Dallas, Phoenix, Sacramento, the Lakers, and Golden State. You hear all the star. You got Luka, Kyrie. You got KD and Book. You got De'Aaron Fox, Sabonis. You got AD and LeBron. You got Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, Draymond. Conceivably, those teams can be out in one game. That's a lot of star power. Is there a complete changing of the guard now with the young superstars that you just spoke of in Shy? We didn't speak of Anthony Edwards. Yeah. Zion Williamson looks like he's about to turn the corner. Is it a changing of the guard with the superstars and these young guys kind of taking over for the older players now?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think Adam Silver is sweating bullets right now because LeBron and Curry are still the faces of the NBA along with Kevin Durant. And those guys are sitting there right now pretty much like bubble teams, play-in teams right now. But the one team that nobody is talking about right now, the Houston Rockets, Ime Udoka, Fred VanVleet is leading those guys, Dylan Brooks, Jabari Smith. The Rockets have won 7 in a row very quietly. And nobody's talking about the Rockets.
Two games out.
They right there. Look, they right there on the heels of the Golden State Warriors. So as basketball lovers, we don't really want to see the Rockets get in and the Warriors not get in. We want to see the drama. Like, depending on – it don't matter who you're a fan of. You want to see LeBron and Curry in the play-in game. We've seen it already like 2 years ago. So I think that's where we're headed towards, TJ. I think we're going to get that stressful night. It's going to be real stressful for all the fans. It's looking like Warriors and Lakers in that 9 and 10 spot. Because I don't really see Sacramento slipping down anymore. I don't see them. And Kyrie and Luka right now, Dallas sitting in that 6th slot. They looking like the best duo in the world right now offensively. Like nobody's – we seeing Kyrie right now. He catching lobs again. He's showing the bounce again. Mm. We're not used to really seeing Kyrie play above the rim. Like, we seen a fast break the other night where Luka threw the lob to Kyrie. Like, that's exciting for me to watch.
Do you think we'll see Kyrie go to the Lakers? Do you think that that's a possibility?
And I've been putting that into the atmosphere for the past 3 years. I've been asking Laker Nation to send Kyrie food truck recommendations for years. I've been putting it to the atmosphere, bro, because LeBron wants it to happen. Like, I've spoken about it. Like, he wants it to happen. He wanted it to happen several years ago. It just didn't work out. The Westbrook thing, where they almost traded Westbrook to Brooklyn, that flamed out. It was a couple chances where they could have got Kyrie here, even at this trade deadline, but it never really worked out. But as far as pure basketball fit, Bron, AD, and Kyrie, it'd be a match made in heaven, and we've seen it. We've seen their chemistry in the Cavs days. And I saw some highlights on Twitter just yesterday. They were showing some clips of Bron and Kyrie, and that year they won the chip, and it's like, man, they played so well together because Bron has always loved playing with a guy that can get it going, like a guard who just electrifying, who can just score in bunches like that. That's what you're seeing. That's what you're seeing with D'Lo right now. Like D'Angelo Russell has turned his entire career around. Now the only question that's left is, will he show up in the playoffs? If the Lakers get in the playoffs, will D'Lo be aggressive like he's been this season? Because his value right now, he's only making $17 million, and he's the Lakers' third best player. The Lakers pretty much got him on a bargain deal. He's not going to give them a pay cut this summer.
That is Cuffs the Legend, y'all. If y'all want to check him out, make sure you go on the IG. Look up Cuffs the Legend. He does the Some Dude Show. You can see it on YouTube. You can catch it on Up On Game Network, on Up On Game Presents. Dude, you killed it once again. You said what? You got UConn winning?
I got UConn winning, but, you know, I'm in North Carolina, man, so it's a good time right now. NC State is in there. They play to Oakland tonight. UNC, Michigan State, that's going to be a barn burner tonight, man. Izzo, Hubert Davis, UNC, Michigan State, they match up well, fundamentally sound. I think that's going to be the game of the day.
I picked UNC to win it all, so hopefully they don't let me down and go home today. We appreciate you coming on, man. On the other side of the break, we're going to wrap this thing up, put a tight bow on it. We're going to talk about Cardinals GM Monty Olsenfort. He's talking about, you know, entertaining trade offers. Is this the right decision or not? We'll get TJ and my take on that on the other side of this break. This is Up On Game, Fox Sports Radio.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, You can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Welcome back in. It's Up On Game. We're live from the TireRack.com studio. It's TJ Hushmanzada. I'm LeVar Arrington, and we're going to wrap this thing up. Plex is off today. Before we get up out of here, I mentioned the Cardinals. The GM, Monty Ozenfort, said that they'll listen to trade offers at the number four pick. And all, the reason why that conversation has been ensuing is because they are comfortable right now with Kyler Murray at the quarterback's position, TJ, and don't need a quarterback, but everybody is jockeying for position to get the quarterback. Now, here's the interesting scenario, and I'm going to turn it over to you. The Chargers do not need a quarterback either, and they're right after the Arizona Cardinals. If I'm the Arizona Cardinals and you're not the best team out there right now and you're in need of helping Kyler Murray out, I'm saying it's a no-brainer. I'll entertain trade picks and all that stuff and the value of it, but let's be clear. Marvin Harrison Jr. is a generational talent at the receiver's position. He might even be better than his dad. And I just don't see why you would pass. I don't, bro. He's good, man. I've seen them both play in person. Marvin Harrison Jr. is the real deal, dog. All by himself. That's just my take on him, though. That's one man's opinion.
He might be better than his daddy.
He might be better. Oh, he's better than his dad coming out of college.
And he is yet to catch a pass in a National Football League.
He is better than his dad coming out of college. I didn't say he's a better pro, but if I'm gonna put my money on it, why would I pass up on that type of a talent? Do you do it? Sounds like you do it. So if you're the Cardinals, do you trade away the pick and hope that you get a receiver? Because I'm assuming they're going to take a receiver with their pick. I mean, but they could take a lineman.
Accumulate picks, of course you do. If you can trade that fourth pick and get two first-round picks, I'm doing it.
Hmm.
Why wouldn't you?
Because I just think he's a can't-miss. I feel like he's a can't miss, and while I may get one, I might move further.
You know, there's many people that are big decision makers that believe Neighbors is the best receiver.
Yeah, just because they big decision makers don't mean they right. I've seen this man play.
You've seen him
multiple times.
You've seen them all play. Maybe not in person.
I've seen them all play, but I've seen this in person. I just don't – like, he's changing my team day one. He's changing my team day one.
You're going a little – like
– he's changing my team day one.
Nah. Nah. He's really, really good. But if you're the Cardinals, you really – if you can trade that pick and, like I said, get two first-rounders – Do you really think there's a huge difference between Harrison Neighbors and Adunze?
I think there's a big enough gap. I think there's a big enough gap where you keep your pick and you pick.
So if you're the Cardinals and you believe that's the case at what you're saying, you draft them. If you don't think there's that huge of a gap,
then you don't. Well, I think that's sensible. He ends up with the Chargers.
And how amazing
is that?
And that would be if he ends, and this is how the draft works, LeVar. I don't have to tell you this. These decision makers
almost are forced into taking guys, because if that guy turns into that guy, you may lose your job if you pass on him. And so that's the biggest thing, that they are afraid, because everybody is saying Caleb Williams should be the first pick. You better draft a one. Everybody is saying Marvin Harrison should be the first receiver off the board. He better be the first receiver off the board. You go against that, and they turn into
– and that's crazy, because I think Jaden has to be in the conversation for now. It's too much pressure to take Caleb in Chicago. Too much pressure now to do it. They got to do it.
It's impossible.
It's locked in. You can't do
LeVar,
it.
LeVar, if Caleb Williams is a good player, every decision maker in Chicago will be looking for a job.
Mm.
They will be looking for a job unless whoever they decided to take turned out to be a good player themselves. And so
I'm hearing J.J. McCarthy may end up climbing the board high enough to possibly go before Drake May.
I'm biased, man. I'm biased. I spent a lot of time with Jaden. I spent a lot of time with J.J. I spent a lot of time with Michael Penix. And so I'm biased to those three guys. I really spent a lot of time with Caleb Williams at the combine. So it's hard for me, because when I meet a guy and I like him as a person – and then you see him on the field working, you just tend to kind of favor the guys you know. So in those situations, I'm somewhat biased.
I get it. I think Jaden Daniels is a guy, and I think that's going to play out. But we'll see how it all plays out. Listen, Jonas Knox show is coming up next. Make sure you stay tuned in for that. We hope you enjoyed the show. If you missed anything, make sure you check out the podcast. It will go up immediately after the show has concluded. Make sure you enjoy your Saturday. Make sure you enjoy these NCAA tournament games. That's what you're doing. And you know what? Make sure you tune in to Up On Game next week. It's Fox Sports Radio. You take it easy.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.